From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. But just 2 days before the U.S. presidential election, the major party candidates are campaigning almost nonstop. Democrat Hillary Clinton was at a rally in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
When your kids and grandkids ask you what you did in 2016, when it was all on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, fairer, stronger America where everybody has a chance at the American dream.
Pennsylvania is one of the so-called battleground states where Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are virtually tied. Polls go back and forth. Trump spoke in Reno, Nevada about Clinton's alleged misuse of her position when she was Secretary of State to do favors for donors to her husband's foundation.
If she were to win this election, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis. In that situation, we could very well have a sitting president under felony indictment and ultimately a criminal trial.
The election will be Tuesday. At last note, the voter survey aggregator Real Clear Politics puts Clinton ahead of Trump by just under 3 percentage points. Other news, Turkish police use water cannon, tear gas on hundreds of protesters in Istanbul, disrupting a march in support of an opposition newspaper whose staff had earlier been arrested, part of an ongoing government crackdown. Prosecutors linked the arrest to a fugitive cleric suspected of orchestrating a failed coup attempt in July. They also linked the arrest to Kurdish militants battling the government. This is VOA News.